This episode is brought to you by UiPath. Human achievement can be slow. 200,000 years to go from the wheel to your jalopy? Really? But today, 90% of the Fortune 500 are accelerating human achievement simply. When AI is everywhere, every process can be automated and accelerated. 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 UiPath, the AI everywhere foundation of innovation.
Dear Colgate, I love that you love that I love being at home. You even let me whiten my teeth from home.
Because you know how I feel about getting up from my cloud couch.
The Colgate Optic White LED Kit gives professional level results in just 10 minutes a day for 10 days when used as directed.
And that's why, Colgate, I want you to meet my parents. Because ever since meeting you, I've been living life to the brightest. Colgate Optic White. Find it at all major retailers.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
Welcome back to the Roast Battle Podcast. This is the podcast where we take interviews and conversations with people that are connected to the show and mix them in with recorded roast battles that happen every Tuesday at the Comedy Store in Hollywood, California. This week we have comedian Aristotle Athiris. He just directed and starred in a Comedy Central sketch special called Goat Face, and it just aired last Tuesday. So now I know what you're thinking. Why the hell is he telling us about a TV show that already aired? This is a podcast. We're going to download this whenever the fuck we want. So this is a good time to remind anyone listening to this podcast that if you like anything on Comedy Central, like Ghostface or any of Jeff Ross Presents the Roast Battle, it's available online. You can download the Comedy Central app or you can visit cc.com. Log in with your cable subscriber info and enjoy almost anything Comedy Central has ever created whenever you want. Now listen to our friend Aristotle for a few minutes before we get into some well-crafted insult comedy.
That voice is, he's the star of a new Comedy Central special coming out called Goat Face. One of the founders and creators of Goat Face, that's Aristotle Athiris.
Thank you so much.
Good to see you.
Pronounce my name correctly, too. Thank you so much.
We've been friends for a long time.
A long time.
Yeah, and now you have a fucking special coming out. How did that happen?
Oh, God. A lot of begging, a lot of pleading, a lot of song and dance. I mean,
yeah, but you guys are really talented. You guys were doing GoFace before, just like, you know, on YouTube.
Yeah, we were doing YouTube sketches for a while, and they were doing pretty well on YouTube. And then, you know, we got pretty close to closing a deal on a show a few times. It would never really hit the ultimate vision that we were trying to achieve with the show. But it was like the closest that we had gotten at that point. So we were pretty close to being like, okay, we'll do this thing, maybe.
Yeah.
And then Hassan got the Daily Show.
Right.
And then that
helps.
That helps. Yeah. It does.
Yeah. Well, who's Hassan, though?
Hassan Minhaj, you're kidding me. From Netflix and Daily Show correspondent.
Yeah.
Handsome individual.
What does he have on Netflix?
It's a show called Patriot Act.
Yeah. What did he have before that on Netflix?
Nothing.
he had a special called Homecoming King.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Very unusual. And you like it.
I appreciated the creativity.
Yes.
Crazy.
It was very, and he put a lot of his heart and soul into it. And I feel like it was a new approach to stand up, or just like a comedy special. I don't even know if you would.
Like a one man show, right?
It's a lot of things.
Should we do anything with Hassan? Hassan has an incredible special that did very well, very unique approach.
Yes.
And now he's got a show called The Patriot Act. But before he was all of that, he was your partner.
White House Correspondents Dinner. He was the host.
He did. Oh, yeah. So I do remember that.
Mm-hmm. Yes, but, yes.
So before all of that, you and him used to do
some of the greatest
together?
Kicks on the. I'm sorry. I'm going to keep talking about Hassan.
Before that, you guys were just writing sketches together?
Yeah. It was me, Fahim Anwar, and Asif Ali.
We love me some Fahim.
Love me some Fahim.
Yeah.
Asif really Ali, funny. And then Hassan Minhaj. All four of us.
Asif's cool, too.
We love Hassan. Love. Yeah, you know.
Hey, man, look. Basically, look. Everybody but you.
Yeah, you're right. They're all, they're all brown but you, right?
Huh?
They're all brown but you.
I am brown, but it's like a lot of people don't know what kind of brown that I am. And I've recently found out that I'm more of a mixture brown than I thought.
What are you, 23andMe or did you Ancestry?
I did a FamilyTreeDNA.org.
Is that safer?
No, it's just a little bit more of a deep cut into your DNA. It's actually
really?
The best one. It's the most expensive one, but
okay.
it's the best one. Okay. I'm not like shouting out FamilyTreeDNA.org, but yeah.
it sounds like the store brand, like the Kirkland Signature.
Yeah, 23andMe. Yeah.
So you were doing sketches with these guys.
Yeah, so I did. We were doing sketches with the three of them, me included, being four. And yeah, it was, you know, we wanted to do stuff that, because look, when we were going out on auditions, all of us, we were kind of going out for like the same roles, which were like, you know, cab driver and pretty much everything brown that was like the stereotype, right, or terrorist or whatever. I mean, it just seemed like
you're a hell of a terrorist, by the way.
I know, right?
You got real terrorist energy.
Could you imagine me?
It's the eyeglasses and the hat.
The fucking glasses.
The safety goggles. Yeah.
How would I play a terrorist?
You'd be the mastermind.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, I would be the mastermind.
Yeah, you definitely would. You're kind of the mastermind of GoFace. You're the director. You produce. You edit.
I mean, look, we were all masterminds of it. We were all, you know, had an equal share of of everything we did.
What's the nature of the sketches?
I mean, it runs so the gamut, really.
That's a great question.
So just so we're all aware, you guys listening at home, you guys all look like terrorists. You Middle Eastern.
Some of them look like 7-Eleven owners, or you know, anything else stereotypical.
Hey,
right?
Man, okay. I know this is roast battle, bro. Come on.
That's a whole thing.
Okay, so you guys are all of Middle Eastern descent, and you guys.
Yeah. Where does the name Goatface come from? How about that? We get into that. We can probably get into that.
What does that mean, Goatface?
Goatface.
Some terrorist shit.
First of all, we're all. Jesus. All right, man.
Yeah. Wow.
Our bro. Gonna be some.
Don't behead him.
We're gonna exchange some hands, bro.
I want no trouble.
Brian, will there be roasting tonight at all?
I hope, man. I got a really dope ass mystery battle. First guy I'm bringing to the stage. He ate Long Beach, folks. Make love for Keith Carey. Yes. Yeah, buddy. Yeah, yeah. Got some professionals here now. It's your boy's birthday.
Happy birthday, faggot.
If you've been following the podcast the last couple of weeks, you would have noticed we spent a lot of attention on Mr. Earl Skakel. Well, of course, we can't talk about Earl every single week, but I did run across a particular battle in our archives that I felt it was important to share. As we transition from Earl to other elements of the show, this next clip is a recording from a night of god-awful roast battles. Just about everything that could go wrong in the show went wrong. The two main event battlers somehow both ended up in the fucking hospital. So instead of just giving up, we actually asked Earl and Keith Carey to each go into the parking lot and come up with some jokes for each other. We gave them about 30 minutes, and those fucking studs came out and put on a fucking show. Take a listen.
I think Keith just did that in the hopes of getting some of Connor's birthday cake.
Birthday sex. All right, and your mystery opponent tonight.
It's diabetes. We're so sorry, Keith.
Let's bring them on out. Come on out, Sting. They love you.
Just doing what about 20 of you in the back wouldn't have the sack to do. So just like in life, you finish second to daddy. I've written more jokes the last 20 minutes than you guys have in 7 years.
Motherfuckers! Yo.
Real quick, is this a Viagra commercial or a Lipitor commercial? I have no idea.
What? Yo, everybody's got low T on this stage. By the way.
Tell me about it. I may have low T, you've got low sickle cell.
That's a good thing.
Well,
it was how are your riffs better than anything that's been written tonight? What the fuck?
Hey, man, well, be sensitive. Keith has snicker cell, all right? It's very serious.
Really? That works today. Snicker cell.
Hey.
Snicker cell? Birds. Snickers, though? You like it? Bars. Snicker bars.
Wait, who is that guy? Is he important?
All right. That scarf is fucking strong, my nigga. All right, let's...
Hey, don't say scarf.
Never again. All right. Hey, it's one round. Who wants to go first?
Well, let's be like Hometown Buffet and let Keith go first.
All right. age. All right. Age, booty. Who's ready? It's the last round. These are bad motherfuckers. Gotta make it loud for me. All right, kid. Go get them. Let's roast.
Ah, Earl, you look like Frankenstein if you got really into CrossFit.
Listen, a lot of people make fun of Keith's facial tick. I'm not going to do that because it's not a tick at all. It's just a calorie counter.
Good moves, Earl. Don't blow a hip out. Earl, you're so old, the first cave painting was your name on the Comedy Store wall.
Hey, I'll pick you up at the Amistad ship. Keith works at the Queen Mary, which is really ironic because he's Titanic.
Earl, you look like Buddy Holly, but like now.
Hey, listen, it's tough to roast someone you really like and respect. I mean, Keith is making the big step and getting braces for his legs.
Earl usually wears leather pants because he's used to having a cow wrapped around his waist.
Foul, foul, foul. That foul, that is not fair to Gail Gramlich.
I'll take bombing for 500, Alex.
It's funny. It's funny because your joke sucked.
Hey, give Billy Idol a break, everybody. I'll take off my shirt.
Listen,
look better
listen,
than
we
you,
gotta
fuck.
Get this fucking show over. Keith is going to die very, very soon. And when he does die, he's gonna have an open casket because they won't be able to shut it.
Joke.
Battle. Oh, it took all night to get here. Fuck. Damn, that was outstanding. Yeah, that was beautiful work. Thank you, too. You like that? Hey, NBC's Rick Glassman, everybody.
He's on that show, Unrapeable.
It's called Unwatchable. We all know that. All right. Mike Lawrence, start.
They fucking saved the show. That was fucking... In the many blinks of Keith's eyes, he fucking came up here and fucking killed... It's great, because, like, Keith looks like the fat kid, and Earl looks like the fucking camp counselor that forces him to do push-ups. I mean, that...
Is that a heavyweights joke?
The fact that you guys came up with that shit that quick, I mean, that was fucking great. I mean, that showed the beauty of improv, and not just because none of us are getting paid tonight. I gotta give it to Keith. That was fucking great, though. You guys were both incredible. Fucking, that was wonderful.
Yeah. LegalZoom's getting paid tonight. Go ahead, Jessamyn.
You guys are great. That was fucking awesome. I also love that, Keith, you stayed in fashion. Last time you were choking on cookies. This time you were shoving chocolate in your fucking Ponderosa face. And I appreciate that. You guys were great. That was pro shit.
And still didn't, and nobody's voting. All right.
It looked like a battle between two Reddit users.
Okay. You look like me if I lost all my money.
Hey. this.
And yet, I'm the one of us who's been paid to do comedy.
Oh. No, he gets $15.
I got $15. Cost me $20 to get here. I'm all right.
I want to make this very clear before I go to the last two judges. Hey, Comedy Central, if you're fucking watching on Periscope, if you're in this room right now, make sure you keep this guy.
Yes!
Make sure you keep this guy. There's no way the show goes without this guy.
Hey, listen. If
from the haters table to a battler, who's better than this motherfucker, to be honest
with you?
Listen,
if Comedy Central...
We know when it airs on TV, they're just going to replace him with a South African.
Oh, that's fucking perfect. God damn it, Mike.
Listen, if Comedy Central's watching and you don't get me on the show, I got a show for Netflix called Toast Battle with Ralphie May and, I don't know, Ralphie May. He'll just eat everything.
Really never pushing that Toast mind. Battle joke never. A long time now. All right, Paula Bell, who you like?
I like Earl because he's going to be on Comedy Central.
Oh! Go get it!
Come fuck Granny.
Oh.
My advice to the little one is you're supposed to eat the pussy, not swallow it. Stop eating!
Wait, who's the little one?
The little one! You call him the little one!
Is that girl in here?
Valeriana.
Oh, fuck you. Let's see you guys come up with something better on the fly. Taking on the best roaster, you fucking hacks.
He's talking about you guys.
I only do the pay-per-views, baby.
Or if two people go to the hospital one night.
Or
anyway,
some girl
Murphy
can't drive and Guam can't hold his fucking liquids in. He was probably gonna fucking bomb anyway. Who cares? And don't act like you guys are all fans of Guam. You all treat him like shit when he's working the door for $8.
Hey. It's $10 now. It's fucking.
That's the most aggressive anyone's ever been with a scarf on.
Because I'm the only one in the room who can afford it. Sorry, truth hurts.
Murray, you want to fucking end
all
it?
Right. Earl, when you get hired for Comedy Central, you're going to want that doorman money. I've worked with him a couple times. You're gonna enjoy that $8, motherfucker.
I'll take it.
Ooh, oh,
seriously.
Don't we know
I have
it.
Less credits than a black credit union.
How does it come?
You know, I was like, where did racism go? Oh, there it is.
It's right here. It never left. Trust me. It's going to be making me money in July.
Hey, Murray, who pays more, Comedy Central or Social Security?
Oh!
Not nearly as much as your mother. I'll see you at home tonight.
Good one.
That might be true.
I'm just glad Earl was able to prove some 42-year-olds are funny.
God damn it, everybody.
I wish I was 42.
I like that Earl is such a racist, but yet he's rocking a rock and roll shirt when their main song was Ace of Spades.
Listen, I
feel like at the end of this, we're going to realize he's been a ghost the entire time.
I'm not fucking racist.
Dude, you're the John Kasich of roast battle.
Earl,
trust me.
Holy shit.
Not fucking racist.
Earl is not racist. His mouth tasted like cocoa butter.
Oh, my God.
Wait, I haven't been with Olivia for a couple weeks.
First of all.
God, I didn't say regular God. Butter.
Can we go back to...
Set him up.
Yeah. You set him right up. I mean, John Kasich and Rose Battle is fucking. Oh, that hits me really deep. All right.
No, John Kasich won something.
Yeah, I'm giving it to Earl, dude. And it's great, man. It's great. Fucking put pen to paper, man. That's what you got to do under the pressure. So, and you guys both did great, but I'm giving it to Earl.
All right.
Woo. One more joke.
I mean, I'm still going one more joke. It doesn't really matter. All right, so we're going one more joke. Who wants to go first?
Sorry, he's a super delegate.
Damn right I am.
Shut up.
It doesn't matter. Yeah, it doesn't matter. Just get your kids vaccinated. That's always a reminder.
I like that Keith is wearing a Star Wars shirt and yet he's shaped like the Death Star.
That would have got more like 15 minutes ago. It's just a dead crowd. All right, you're going to go first? Yeah. Let's just do this. Last round, let's roast!
Who's it going to?
Earl is like Milton Berle. He's old, he's famous for having a big dick, and nobody outside this room knows who he is.
I do. Keith, you're so fat, Jesus can't lift your spirits. Hey, I didn't sign on for this fag stuff.
All right, that's probably
not racist. I'm homophobic too.
Yeah, he's equal opportunity racist and bigot. All right, what do we got now? We're going. This is it. This is fucking it, judges. Who do you want? Murray, get going first. That's it.
One round. We've given a half hour. What are you supposed to do?
I'm going with Earl. I'm going with Earl.
All right.
I'm going to give it to Earl. You both fucking rocked, though. You both fucking brought it. So I'm going with Earl.
PB, Paula Bell, who you got?
Greg Poops right there.
I opened for him in 2003.
Wow, thank you, Halloween witch.
Oh, man. You be careful. You're still young enough. They might adopt you, so be careful.
Hey, Destiny, let's move on to Shitty Eliza, okay?
100% Earl. Shitty Eliza! Right
there. What? Let Shitty Eliza talk, all right?
Wow, I'm not touching that one. Jessime, please.
Yeah, come on, Earl, opera, Nikki Glaser. Earl. What do you got?
I say Earl. Earl, Earl, Earl.
Why do you like Earl?
Because he just killed it with that fat Jesus joke, man. That shit was funny. All
right. Woo!
That shit was quick and hot. I liked it.
Damn right.
And Ballsy with such untoned arms.
Go ahead, Mike.
Wub. I mean, we just saw Keith in his natural element getting exhausted and giving up. I give it to Earl.
It doesn't matter. Both these guys won tonight because they fucking did it on the fly, man.
That was fucking great.
Yeah,
professionals.
Fucking great.
We're fucking professionals. What that mean, though? Happy birthday to you.
So the goat face.
Okay. So yes, we're all like versions of brown, you know, like Turkish and Persian and Indian and Afghan. Goat face was originally it was just a pun on the ghost face killer. So we were goat face killers. That's what we were, goat face killers. It was just a pun on
that's
the name.
Beautiful, man. And I wish you'd have left that.
And I feel bad telling this story, but I'll be. This is the truth. So like we were gonna go with goat face killers. Somebody in the group had a friend who was an artist, right? Or actually, a couple of people in the group had different friends that were artists. And they all had created like these logos for for goat face killers, and I just was looking at them and like I just none of them were gonna work, and so I just went ahead and just did the logo really quick. I created it, and I just saw from there, I was like, goat face killers is like too fucking long, so we just cut off killers and just made it goat face.
Killed off killers.
Okay, that's cool. It
I love it. Yeah, because you guys are kind of are like Wu-Tang in that sense of you guys are all doing your own thing. You have your own, you know, albums,
I guess.
In a sense.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I don't think that was the approach.
Right.
I don't think that was I think it was just a pun, and then the pun was too long, and then just you went to like goat face.
Yeah.
Everybody thinks there's some deep meaning to it, but it was just literally us.
What do you guys focus on in your sketches?
Topics, like important topics about. No, I mean, it runs the gamut, man. I mean, honestly, it really does. Like sometimes they're kind of politically angled. Sometimes you're just totally absurd and stupid.
What's some of your favorite sketches that you've done?
Favorite. One of my favorites that I did was Racist Rap Battle.
Hell yeah.
Do you remember that one?
Hell no. Yeah, I think, yeah, Rel was in that one.
Rel was in that one. I love that one. I really love, a Racist Rap Battle. There's two of them that they're in the special that I really love, but I can't talk about it yet because you guys haven't seen it.
Right.
There's
surprise.
What is Racist Rap Battle? I haven't seen it.
It's on YouTube.
You have to watch it.
Okay.
I can't.
Okay. Like
I can't.
That, see?
Hey, okay.
Yeah.
I can't give you like the whole like water cooler secondhand version of like the Simpsons episode kind of description.
Fair enough. Where can people find it if they want to watch
YouTube?
It?
It's on YouTube.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
It's there. I'm trying to think. There's a few of them that I really really like, but that one's up there. Oh, Good Son. That's another one that's up there.
What's Good Son though? What
Good Son?
He can't tell you.
No,
you
gotta that one. It. That one
rougher on that.
That one I can kind of describe. So Good Son is just like. It's a if there was a 1-800 number or 1-900 number, that was geared towards brown dads, who had sons that really kind of they were ashamed of,
Oh, okay.
See, again, like, it doesn't
matter. Right. Yeah, you got to see it. How'd you guys all meet? You guys all met on the scene? You and the other three? Asif and Fahim and Hassan?
Yeah, we met...
Aristotle. You guys all have great names, by the way. Very... Go facing names.
I like Aristotle.
Yeah.
That don't sound Middle Eastern to me. Is that just because I'm ignorant?
No, my dad's Greek.
Oh.
And a little bit Turkish. My mom is Turkish and from Azerbaijan.
Whoa.
And I also found out part Chinese and part Polish, which I had no idea.
Jesus.
Whoa. Everybody's got some Chinese because that Genghis thing, right?
I heard he was
maybe. I have mine's about 8%, 8 something, almost 9.
That's a lot.
It's a heavy dose of Genghis.
What's funny is my mom is like super racist, right?
Right.
Really?
So, yeah.
Let's talk about
this. I remember one time I was...
Was I in the car with you this time?
No. I was talking to her. I go, I said, Mom, what if I don't marry, like, you know, a Persian or Turkish girl? She's like, honey, if she love you, I love her. I said, what if she's a white girl, Mom? She goes, if she love you, I love her. I said, Mom, if she's a black? She's like, black, white, if she love you, I love her. I was like, all right, what about Asian? She goes, please no Asian. Please no Asian. And I was like, okay, that's so weird. And then when I did the test, I found out she's the one that's part Asian.
Oh. Self-hatred.
Yeah, self-hatred. I don't know. I don't even know if she knows. Maybe.
I've never been.
I bet she doesn't know.
Your mom is Clayton Bigsby.
I don't know.
You know when you hear racism, it's time to get into another battle. We are going to feature a battler who's pretty new to the podcast. He goes by the name of Omid Singh. See, Omid is brown, which means he's Middle Eastern or Arabic or whatever the hell Trump doesn't want in this country. He also is a hell of a battler. And since our current guest is Middle Eastern, and all of his friends who helped him produce the Goat Face comedy special on Comedy Central are Middle Eastern and brown, we're going to feature Omid. So here's one of his old battles where he goes against everyone's favorite ex-heroin addict, Dan Nolan.
Let's get to this last battle. It's the main event. It's 5 jokes, 1 round. First guy I'm bringing to the stage is our favorite ex-junkie.
This is the final one.
He is making a name for himself, not just in the scene, but in that pussy. Make it loud for Dan Nolan! Daniel, how are things?
Great.
Right?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Hey, Dan. Pretty You're good. Battling Omid. Why Omid?
I don't know. He's cool. He's a dumb fag, and I hate him. I don't know.
Cool.
Yeah. Love the attitude. Perfect attitude.
He's Indian and some kind of Middle Eastern. All things we hate in America. Make love for Omid Singh. Omid.
What up?
God.
This is like Al-Qaeda against Al.
Al Bundy. I get that.
I love that they look like two different types of quiet loneliness.
Oof.
They look like every type of person that goes into a Barnes & Noble just to browse.
That's true?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I haven't been to a Barnes & Noble since like 2007.
Oh!
Yeah. Amazon Prime, bitches!
Yes, we know you do technical support for that.
Yeah! Anyway, Omid.
Yeah.
Why'd you say yes to Dan?
Because Dan deserves it. He didn't die from heroin, so he's here.
All right. Let's finish him off. It's one round. It's 5 jokes. Who wants it first?
I'm loving it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right. Let's
roll! Omid's ancestors are a lot like heroin. They're brown, and they're being shot up by white people at an alarming rate.
Yeah, Dan's famous for doing heroin, yet no one's ever called his comedy dope.
Omid only has one good joke, but it comes in 72 versions.
Dan's not racist. He's one of the only guys who can say, but my best friend is black, tar heroin.
You look like you donate money to ISIS just to get the complimentary tote bag.
Yeah. You look like Big Bird right before they turn him into a chicken McNugget.
Omid is actually Indian, and he follows in Gandhi's footsteps. Not the civil disobedience stuff, though. Just the part about secretly having gay sex with a German bodybuilder. Ah, look it up.
Dan has gained 100 pounds since he quit doing heroin, so you know he didn't get rid of all his spoons.
Omid's comedy shows are almost as unattended as his luggage.
The only time Dan's ever made someone feel good is when he got his brother addicted to heroin.
Thank you, All Black Girl Choir. All right,
I take back earlier what I said about Tony and Jacob's battle not being that bad. Now that I've seen this, it's now that I've seen this battle, this was a fantastic battle. And the previous one was very terrible. So that's what I'm trying to say.
You fucking.
Can we get Costa some cocaine? Just get him back in the game.
Dan knows somebody.
That's terrible.
Hey, man, both of y'all motherfuckers are crazy dope, G, so I hope y'all understand that.
You ain't saying like I said it.
I say shit different. Yo, Dan, my man, you look like every wife beater in a 90s movie. But dog, your jokes are crazy, son. Like, absolutely crazy. And my man, you look like you are not respected by any of your kids. But like, none of your kids respect you at all. You're grounded. No, I'm not, Dad. You a bitch. But yo, your jokes are crazy. I honestly want to see another joke. But
I do too. I mean, I do too. Fuck yeah.
This.
Moses,
this was amazing. Dan Nolan and Omid are two of my best friends, and these guys are fucking amazing joke writers. I have a soft spot for Dan. Win or lose, Dan's going to sleep very comfortably on the futon in my living room.
Nice. Thank you, Haitian. All right. Michael, who'd you like out of this?
Oh, I mean, man. The fucking Omid, the spoon joke, killer.
Do you think when he said Michael, he was going back to you or to the other Michael?
Oh, I'm sorry. Was he talking to Mike Lawrence?
I
don't know. I guess,
call him champ. I don't call you.
I guess the eye contact app.
Yeah. Shut up.
Annie, we're battling for last place in the judges panel, but I don't know why you're talking shit to me right now.
I got to do all I can. He was making eye contact with me.
Michael, you're ahead right now.
Thank you. Omid, the spoon joke was great. Dan, Gandhi sex. I am going to look it up. That is fucking hilarious. Look it up? I love that that's it. I think it's very, very even. I will pick if I have to, but otherwise I'd rather see one joke from each person. Annie, your turn now.
I would also like to see another joke. I think that you both did very well. I was proud of both of you, except for the dancing on both parts. Well, I mean, like, I can't give it to Dan because it'll make him dance happy, and I fucking can't stand it. But, I mean, the fucking dope joke wins. I mean, the whole night. The dope joke was the best.
Thank you.
Okay. Number one.
That's one for Omid. Go ahead, Mike.
Dan looks like he voted on the travel ban that will ruin Omid's family.
That's real.
It's true.
I mean, you know, one or two of Dan's didn't hit as hard, and every single joke of Omid's was a home run. And
I'm one of those people. I think that the one more joke should only happen when it is super fucking close and every single joke hit. And there was one or two of Dan's that didn't. So to me, clearly, Omid won the whole thing.
It's two for Omid. The other two said that, you know, so we have two for Omid and two say we should go to one more joke. I'm going to leave this up to Jason Reitman. Jason, what do you think? You're my deciding, yeah. Who do you like?
I'm just happy that we have the ACLU because I'd like to keep Omid. He's so fucking funny.
Thanks. You can just stay in this country.
I was born here.
By the way, Omid, that's not going to help. That's not going to help.
Good point.
That's coming from a guy who wasn't born here. Do you guys have two more jokes?
Yeah.
Do you each have a joke?
I have two. I have a pretty shitty one and an okay one.
I mean, the honesty.
There you go.
See, I made the right decision.
Mike's making the right call here.
Why the fuck not?
All right. Audience, do you want to see another joke? Of course you do. All right, Mike, I apologize, but we're going to do one more. Okay, you went first last time, right?
Yeah.
You're up on me. Let's roast!
All right. Dan is such a big piece of shit, if he ran for president, he'd win.
Look at him dancing.
Omid's such a hipster, he throws boiling acid on women before it gets cool. I told you.
Wait. If that was the okay joke, I have to hear the shitty one now.
Yes, give us the shitty one.
You're up, Noel.
Shitty one. Shitty one.
You got nothing to win, so go for it.
If this one kills, though, God damn it.
Omid loves weed so much, I drew a cartoon of it and he tried to cut my head off.
He was right! He was right!
He was right!
Wait. Did you just waterboard yourself?
That's illegal.
This is ISIS's accountant. You better listen to this motherfucker. Coach! Happy J. Dilla Day, man. Fuck yeah. Thank you, Coach. Lawrence.
I mean, yeah, it was Omid before, and it's still Omid fucking Omid. Yeah.
Letterman.
Doesn't Dan look like he owes Omid cab fare? Omid, you won. You were great. You're a better dancer. You're wonderful. You did. Dan, I like you, but get back on heroin.
Ooh.
It's interesting.
Costa, and he's in the lead.
Look, this is really hard for me to admit, but I got to vote against the white guy. Omid, congratulations.
Thanks.
MichaelCosta.com.
Omid, holding it down for minorities. You a gangster, dog. It's you. I said it different and better.
Yeah. Thank you, Pac.
Omid took it, but Dan looks like he's in the saddest wet t-shirt contest ever.
Thank you, champ. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, winner of the last match of the evening, Omid Singh! Terrorism wins!
All right, so go face. So congratulations, man. That's not many people do shit on the internet that ends up on. This is a Comedy Central special, right?
It is. I mean, look, the journey was really long. It took a fucking long time.
What's that, 1 year?
No.
Yeah. Well, no, take that and multiply it by what, like seven?
7 years.
About 7 years. But look, a lot of that time was 7 or 8 years. A lot of that time was taken up by Hasan being at The Daily Show for four years. So we didn't do anything while he was gone.
Oh, you didn't do nothing?
I mean, yeah, I remember when he left. Yeah, there was no Ghostface when he left.
Oh. He was in New York, you know.
But he developed that Comedy Central relationship, so he's like the plug.
For sure. Cool. I mean, could we pretend that he wasn't and they called us?
Right, exactly. Hasan will give you anything you want. Please stay here and say, don't go to Netflix again. Don't go to Netflix again.
Yeah. I mean, look, at the end of the day, like, I mean, Comedy Central, like, was fucking great. I mean, I'm not saying that this is not a Comedy Central podcast. Oh, it is. Isn't it is.
No, but everybody talks shit about him. It's fine. Go ahead.
No,
I was going to say, really, they were great.
I was.
Thank you for paying us.
I was expecting them to be
not so cooperative in a lot of ways, but I was so fucking pleasantly surprised. And I think maybe that's because of the executives we had, you know, like Christian McLaughlin. Do you know Christian?
Yeah, Christian's yes. great. You look just like him, yeah.
I do?
Yeah.
A little
really?
Bit.
Really? A little bit.
A little bit. Okay, I can see
it's
that.
It's the glasses.
It's the glasses, yeah. Huh? Christian, Jose Acevedo. Do you know that guy?
No, but that's great. See some diversity. That's good.
He's great. Both of those guys have been really helpful. And then Sarah Babineau. I mean, these guys really let us do, all three of them let us kind of do whatever we wanted.
And you guys did.
And we did. And
there's a 9/11 sketch, isn't there?
There's three of them.
Oh, three 9/11 sketches?
Yeah, man. How do you have just one? You got to do
that's my guy.
So, one for every plane.
You forget about the third one. You forget about the third one. Don't ever forget about the Pentagon.
Well, I'm glad you said that, because every time people hate on Viacom, I've always been like, well, that's not my experience. I'm really enjoying the people who I interact with.
I was waiting for it. I'll be honest with you.
So, me too.
I was waiting for it. I'm like, all right, let's see what happens, because I heard some shit. And I'm just waiting for the fucking other shoe to drop. But right. never happened. Through and through, they've been so fucking great.
Yeah,
and
you got paid on time?
Yeah. Hey, hold on. I say, because I know that I may have been a little bit more aggressive about me getting.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I
got paid on time. I don't know about everybody else. You know what I mean?
Okay, I feel you.
Definitely got to speak up. I'm learning that today.
Yeah, it's nuts.
a wise old man named Dino Archie once said, a closed mouth never gets fed.
Yeah.
It stuck with me, man. I mean, I've known that guy for so long.
I love Dino, but I don't think that was his quote.
Hey, quote predated Dino. No. I asked him. He said it's mine. So I believe him. But no, look, whatever. Yeah. He the guy's a good guy. He means a lot. So
Dino Archie got a fucking shout out on the show. I like this show.
All right. Yeah. What's wrong with Dino? Dino's great.
So this hasn't aired. This hasn't aired yet, right?
No, it airs on the 27th.
How many is it? One episode?
It's one hour special.
Wow. That's awesome. Yeah, so it's a special.
I don't think I've ever seen that before.
Me neither.
I've never seen it on Comedy Central before.
That was so incredible, because we knew that we were doing something that hadn't really been done on their format, and so we were kind of worried that they're going to be like, well, this is what you do. We can't do this. We can't do that. But that just wasn't the case. They were just so open and
thank you,
just receiving of everything.
Yeah.
You are refreshing energy on this podcast.
Hey, man, give me a hug, bro. Come here.
We'll do the hands.
Give me a hug.
But I like that, man. I've been enjoying the people in the exec office. I truly speak to them often, and they do me very well. So now I'm really intrigued in the project. So it's basically...
What do you want to know?
No, I'm just shocked that this is not like, oh, you're doing something that someone has done a million times. This is unique. This is four or five.
And you directed it, right?
I directed it, yeah.
Wow, they let you direct?
That's what I'm saying.
They let you direct?
Yeah, they let
it's
me
a major
direct.
Thing. I mean, he directed all the sketches anyway. So, I mean, like, that's what his degree's in.
You say that like you've seen my shit and you're like, this guy?
Here's a true story, right? I did the roast battle for probably 3 years before it ended up on Comedy Central. And I remember Moses saying, hey, look.
I remember.
We're going to Comedy Central, right? And I go like, damn. Hey, man, good luck. Because I thought they were going to get like Funk Flex or Kid Capri. Sure. He was like, no, nigga, we're coming together. That's funny, man, but good luck, whoever you get to DJ.
He did say this.
Yeah, seriously. So when they keep
Cypher
you...
sounds.
Yeah, I was like, man, that's going to be dope. I helped that guy, whatever. I made work for him. But I just think that's... I didn't expect that. So I'm assuming you expected to direct.
I mean, I didn't expect...
Yeah, thank you, Comedy Central. Thanks for letting us keep the band together. We really appreciate that. We talk a lot of shit to you, but thank you.
Yeah, I mean...
Fucking pay
That's a real statement. I sent an email this morning about it.
It's hard to get to work every day for some people. I'm okay. Thank you. This is, man. All right. Whatever.
This crowd is fucking amazing.
This crowd is incredible. Yeah. I can't believe you guys are so good. You came to the best night. It's a good night to come. All right. 4 years down, everybody. 2 weeks left to go. All right. Let's get to this next battle. This lady I'm bringing to the stage was also on season 2 of Roast Battle. She performed here and across the street at that broken down place called the House of Blues that doesn't exist anymore. We love her so much. She's a school teacher from Oklahoma. Please make it loud for Leah Kajanian. Fine. I ask you this every time. Will you finally smash the wave?
You know, I didn't know what that meant forever. But still, yes.
Hey! Thanks. Thanks for... All right. Anyway, you're battling... who are you battling?
Omid.
I'm kidding. You're battling Omid Singh. Why Omid?
I don't know. I battle like 37 white dudes.
Fine.
Like, what's really the difference between Connor McSpadden and Joe Dosh? Somebody tell me.
Sexual spectrum? Let's get to this. He's Indian. I love him so much. He's big here. He's from Orange County. Please make it loud for the international terror, Omid Singh! Omid?
Yeah?
Would you let the wave smash?
Totally.
Why Leah?
Why Leah? Same reason. I've battled a lot of straight white males, too, so what's one more, you know?
Ah! Here we go. Firing squad, who you like?
Oh, shit. This is like the little sick. I'm into it. Nice. Current,
topical.
Current reference. No one got it because no one saw it. I saw it. I love it. I don't know. Every time I've seen Omid, I love him. Every time I see you perform, I want to eat Fruit Loops. But I'm there. So let's do it.
Okay. Anything to add, Mike, before we get into this thing?
I think they're, I mean, it's anyone's game. These are both two of the fucking best, so yeah.
Let's see it.
I don't do enthusiasm well, but I'm really excited about this.
It's one round, it's five jokes.
They're fucking awesome.
Who wants it first?
I'll go first.
You're a gentleman. Oh, me! Leah, let's roast!
Leah's from Oklahoma. My God, that's a huge nose!
Omid's what you get if you put Frank Castillo in the microwave and then set it to sinister.
You're like the evil cat that we pet. Leah looks like her pussy is making the same face as her face.
You know, Omid's mom actually left it wrong because they made her cover her face. And then Omid was born and she was like, oh, I get it.
I don't know if that's... Leah used to have a wild side, but then she saw a dermatologist and got that shit lasered off.
Thank you, dentist who took a month off to find himself. Omid's so sleazy, his 72 virgins have probably all done butt stuff.
I hope so. Leah plays softball, obviously. She likes playing center field because it gives her the most amount of space to graze, you goat bitch.
Omid's a Sikh. I don't know what that is, but gross.
Leah, I know you look like a bird, but don't regurgitate these jokes, please. You might recognize Leah Kajanian from Jurassic Park when she kills Newman in that Jeep.
Why do I feel like you're losing your hair from a lifetime of walking through doorway beads?
Leah is a woman. The only way we know that is because her jokes aren't as good as mine.
Omid's so hairy, he's been out of a relationship for months, and his ex-girlfriend still finds his pubes on her dog.
Wow. Leah Kajanian, Omid Singh. Woo, you two. Wow. Man. These are the best battles we've ever had. These are so much fun. Even better than the TV show. Go ahead, Mike. Who do you like?
That was still the nicest a Muslim's ever been to a woman. So.
Ever.
Not a Muslim, right?
No, man. That was fucking incredible. I gotta say, I thought both of you guys were awesome. It wasn't Newman. His name was Dennis Nedry. He was a fully developed character.
Yeah, it was Dennis.
And the actor is Wayne Knight. He's had multiple roles.
Damn right.
He was also in Basic Instinct.
You didn't say the magic word.
But I would say that the 72 virgin butt stuff joke was one of the best jokes I ever heard in this room. That was fucking incredible. I would go with Leah just by a little bit, but fucking great job over there.
Yeah. This.
All right.
I mean,
Scalar, Team Scalar, who do you like?
This is the top shelf shit, this battle right here.
Damn right.
Right alongside that other battle. I gotta give it to Leah. I really do feel like I've never laughed that hard at an ethnic cleansing. That was. Because that was pretty.
You haven't been to one then, shit.
Yeah, Leah, this is the best that I've ever seen you perform. And I think you've had some great battles, but I think you just fucking brought it today. Omid, you are just a calm sniper. I fucking love how just relaxed you were. You're in the moment the whole time, which I love. You guys both were. This is the way every battle should go. I think the slight edge goes to Leah. That's just for our. But great job, both of you guys.
Court.
I gotta agree, and also, once again, I mean, when you have an Indian in Oklahoma, the Indians never fucking win, so that's the best thing. But both amazing. Omid, awesome, once again, and I thought the walking through the beads thing was one of the ones that got me. I thought that was great.
Winner.
But slight
still a bad motherfucker. Leah Cage, idiot! Hug each other.
Shit. Get us out of here. This is lovely. We have some good shit.
We're coming to South by Southwest, Austin, Texas. End of March. You know, get your tickets. Come check out the Roast Battle. We'll be there hopefully the whole week. We'll find out later.
Wow, South by Southwest.
Yeah.
Getting it out there. Is that wishful thinking? Or is it really
I'm manifesting it. I'm assuming it's happening.
Putting it into the universe. Yeah.
It's on our vision board.
I'm just saying that, if you're going to happen to be there, Roast Battle fans, Battleholics, Battle Maniacs, that's what we're going to be. It's a good show.
Jon Stewart is back at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition wherever you get your podcasts.